From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. As grass and wildfires continue to burn across the state, it's safe to say fire season is well underway in California. Crews are responding to more than a dozen fires across the state as of noon today, including major blazes in Calaveras, Colusa, Los Angeles, and Ventura counties. A related topic that's caused heated debate, especially in rural communities, is the cost of homeowners insurance, particularly fire coverage. If you've thought about moving to the mountains or foothills recently, maybe because housing prices tend to be cheaper in rural areas, you may be in for sticker shock when you see what it costs to cover your home just for fire, $3,000 to $5,000 a year on average, and that price could go up every year without notice. In response to the state's ongoing insurance crisis, California officials have unveiled new plans and proposals to get more policies written in high-risk areas and to cut down on review times. For an update on the insurance landscape, we're joined now by Levi Sumagaisai. She's the economy reporter for the nonprofit news organization Cal Matters, which partners with public media stations across the state. Good afternoon, Levi, and welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
To start off, could you give us a brief recap of the state's fire insurance landscape? It's been described as an insurance crisis. How did it get this way?
Sure. So insurers have started, well, they've been pulling out of California or have paused writing new policies in California. They've cited, increased wildfire risk. They've cited inflation. It's also sort of a lingering effect of the pandemic because at the beginning of the pandemic, the insurance department in California didn't really approve very many rate increases.
Right. Well, now we have State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara unveiling the newest part of at least his plan to address the problem last week. What exactly is he proposing?
Yeah, he's trying to push insurers to cover more homes in certain areas of the state. And so for the first time, his insurance department has released a list of counties, also a list of zip codes that the department is deeming high risk or very high risk. And he wants insurers to write more policies in those areas in exchange for giving them something that they have long wanted, which is to be able to use catastrophe modeling when they set their rates. Now, catastrophe modeling is something that is in use in all other U.S. states but California. But because of California's laws, insurers haven't been able to use that. Catastrophe modeling takes into effect not only historical data, but also models, future possible risk and losses.
So it sounds like the state could get what it's looking for. Insurance companies could get this catastrophe modeling that they're looking for. Before we continue talking about that, remind us, Levi, about high risk and very high risk areas. What are those?
Sure. Well, they are areas deemed by the insurance department to be disaster areas. They have looked at what CAL FIRE identifies as hazard zones, and also made certain determinations like, whether a community or a zip code has a certain percentage of people in FAIR plans. FAIR plan is the insurer of last resort in California. It's where people can turn to get fire insurance policies if they have been non-renewed or denied insurance elsewhere.
And is the idea with Lara's proposal that you could have more people come off the FAIR plan, which is pretty expensive, and find more affordable insurance if his proposals go through?
Theoretically, yes, that's part of his plan. So, under what he unveiled last week, insurers have three choices. They can either expand their number of policies 5% by taking people out of the FAIR plan. So that's one option. Or they can grow the number of policies they write by 5% in the areas deemed high risk by the Department of Insurance. Or they can write 85% of policies of their statewide market share in high-risk areas. So, what the Department of Insurance is saying is if an insurer picks one of these three options, then they can go ahead and use catastrophe modeling when determining their rates.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters reporter Levi Sumagaisai about new efforts to address California's fire insurance crisis. So we've been talking about some of these new proposals from State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. I'm wondering, Levi, what's the insurance company's response so far to his proposals?
So insurance companies are, I would say, cautiously optimistic. Definitely the use of catastrophe modeling, that's something they've been pushing for a long time. So they like that part of it.
Right. I imagine they do.
Their judgment on the 85% or the 5% or, taking people out of the FAIR plan, they haven't really said how much they really like these options. Last week, they just released sort of very generic statements that said they remain committed to working with the insurance department on this, but that they wanted to really delve deeper into the text of the, proposed regulation before they really, would say whether they liked it or not.
You know, there are a lot of folks probably listening to CAP Radio right now who live in the foothills, in the mountains, are dealing with this very issue. Have homeowners and consumer advocates weighed in on these proposals? What are they thinking about the new plans?
Sure. Well, let's take the consumer advocates first. There is one main one, Consumer Watchdog, which had a hand in Prop 103, which is really the law that governs insurance in California. Consumer Watchdog says it's wary of this plan, that it sees loopholes, and that it seems to give insurers a way out, and they can, and the text of the regulation does say that if insurers feel like they can't meet any one of the three options, that they can request an exemption, basically, and that the Department of Insurance would then, take that into consideration. So Consumer Watchdog is wary of the loopholes that it says are in this plan. I've also had, every single time that I write about insurance, I get a lot of feedback from our readers. And I've had folks who are wondering, hey, why wasn't their zip code or county included in this initial list that the Department of Insurance has released? And, the answer to that is, it's going to change. The Department of Insurance said that it's going to update this list at least once a year because conditions are going to change. As for example, if the number of FAIR plan policies declines in a certain area, that may change the Department of Insurance designation of it as a high risk or very high risk area. So I think, if you are a homeowner or property owner who might be upset right now that your zip code or county isn't included, that may change. Other homeowners are just saying that these proposed changes aren't coming quickly enough. They are you know, feeling the pain right now. They are facing the loss of insurance or increased costs right now. And so they just want somebody to do something.
Well, let's talk about another somebody, Governor Gavin Newsom. He's also trying to tackle this issue. What exactly has he proposed?
Yes. So first of all, Governor Newsom is the one who last year issued an executive order directing Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara to do something about the insurance affordability and availability issues in the state. And since then, he has continued to hear from unhappy California residents, you know, who are saying, hey, this issue hasn't been fixed. So recently he introduced a trailer bill that aims to speed up the Department of Insurance's review of insurance companies' requests for rate increases, basically. And so he's just trying to make sure that the Department of Insurance sticks to a timeline to at least respond to insurance companies' requests for rate reviews.
So, Levy, it sounds like to me that there are proposals, they're moving forward, but these are going to take time. So in the last minute or so that we have, I'm wondering, you know, what options do people have if they're dealing with really expensive, fire coverage? What options do they have in the near or immediate future? Are there any other resources or relief they can use aside from the FAIR plan?
Yeah, so what I've been told is homeowners should ask their insurance agents to look for all available options outside of the FAIR plan before they actually turn to the FAIR plan. I'm not sure that all consumers know that that's an option, you know, that, the FAIR plan is actually supposed to be a last resort. I have heard of folks whose insurance agents or brokers have found them insurance with sort of non-admitted insurance carriers. Those are carriers outside of the state, who you people may have never heard of, but may be writing insurance in your area. And then, you know, the Department of Insurance always tells me and others that if folks have additional questions, they should turn to the department. They should, you know, also turn to, there are consumer advocates out there that are trying to help or at least give information that might be able to help people.
Well, that's good advice. And thank you so much for breaking this all down with us. Levy, thank you for joining us on Insight.
Glad to do it. Thanks a lot.
Levy Sumagaisai is the economy reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters. We've been talking about new steps being taken to increase California's insurance coverage, especially against wildfires. Up next, a decade after voters passed a measure to reduce penalties for some drug and theft offenses, California state lawmakers want to toughen them back up. We'll learn more about what's going on with Prop 47. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Chris Nichols.